Welcome to Early Birds Club for kids' bedtime stories. Listen to stories filled with love, moral values, and inspiration. The title of the story is The Vain King. Long ago, there lived a king. He was very handsome, but also vain about his looks. His day began with appreciating and giving excessive high worth to his appearance. The people in his court often heard him say that he was the most handsome ruler of all time. Anyone visiting his court would be subjected to his query. If they had ever seen anyone as good-looking as him, the response of, "Never, Your Majesty," would make him very happy. The king's obsession often made him dismiss his duty and be there for his citizens. If anyone came to seek his assistance or guidance, he refused to meet them. Instead, he would say, "Tell them I am busy and call my hairdresser." The court ministers became worried as the citizens were getting angry with the king, and they feared there may be a revolt against him. To seek guidance in this matter, they reached out to a learned sage. The ministers went to the sage and said, "Our king is vain and self-centered. He stands before the mirror for long hours, lost in self-praise. We want him to realize that actual beauty is in being concerned for the welfare of his subjects." The sage learned what they had to say, and they decided on a plan of action to help the king. The next day, the sage went to see the king. When the ministers informed the king of someone waiting for him, he burst out, "Can't you see I am busy?" The minister said, "Sorry to disturb you, but the sage wants to tell you something about your good looks." The king became anxious and hurried to the court. In the court, the sage said, "Long live, O king! Do you recognize me?" The king was puzzled. He asked, "Have we met before?" The sage said, "Of course. I had come to bless you when you were a young boy. You were very good-looking and smart at that time." The king angrily said, "What do you mean?" The sage said, "Pardon me, king. Even today you are the most handsome, but your beauty has declined over the years." The king said, "I don't believe it. My servants tell me every day that I look better than before." The sage said, "The servants are with you all the time, so they can't make out the difference. Let me explain." The sage asked the servant to get a bowl of water. Then sage asked the servant to look at his reflection in the water and leave the room. When the servant left, the sage removed a spoonful of water from the bowl. Then he called the servant back and asked him, "Do you see any change in the bowl of water?" The servant said, "It's the same." The sage told the king, just as the servant could not see that the change in water level, how could he see the king's beauty had diminished also? The sage, however, added by saying, "Don't worry, O king. There is a way in which your beauty can be increased day by day. If you practice charity, perform your duties well, and look after your subjects with love and care, your beauty will increase day by day." The king was puzzled but delighted. "Is that so?" the king said. The sage said, "Actual beauty is the inner beauty, O king. Outer beauty is short-lived. Instead of wasting time on enhancing outer beauty, one should try to nurture inner beauty." The king realized what the sage was saying. From that day, the king was no more obsessed with his looks. His vanity vanished, and he began to look after his kingdom. The moral of the story is, outer beauty fades with time, but inner beauty stays forever and grows when we are kind. Loving, generous, respectful, charitable. All these wonderful qualities define us from within and make us appear beautiful to the world. Good night, sleep early, wake up early for a positive and successful life.